Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Tuesday, March 18th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Bert Cooper with Community Seeds of Lone Oak. Birthdays, President Grover Cleveland, born this day in 1837, one of our most unorthodox presidents, from freedomproject.com.
Born in Caldwell, New Jersey on March 18, 1837, he would become the only president to serve two non-consecutive terms and therefore the only president to be counted twice. In 1884, Grover Cleveland was elected as the nation's 22nd president. Cleveland entered the presidency as a bachelor, but 2 years later he married Frances Folsom, becoming the only president to have a wedding in the White House. At 21, Frances became the youngest first lady ever.
Queen Latifah is 44 today. On this day in history, in 1852, the Wells Fargo delivery business begins.
We were founded in 1852 by Henry Wells and William Fargo to offer banking and express services in the gold rush port of San Francisco, California. Very soon, our agents were opening offices in new towns and mining camps all across the West. By 1866, we were running 2,500 stagecoaches across the Western U.S.
In 1937, about 300 school children are killed in New London, east of Tyler, in a natural gas explosion at their school.
Hundreds of school children and their teachers, killed and mangled, some of them literally blown to bits, others crushed by falling masonry. When their new consolidated grade and high school in the center of the rich East Texas oil field was shattered by a terrific gas explosion. Had the blast occurred 10 minutes later, school would have been dismissed, and the death toll small, perhaps.
The new London school explosion led to a law requiring a distinctive odor be added to natural gas. At the top of the charts in 1973, Philadelphia's OJs riding the love train. On the KETR events calendar tonight at 7 in Paris, the U.S. Navy Band performs at Paris High School. Paris is one of 18 cities and 6 states selected to host a performance. All performances are free and open to the public. The U.S. Navy Band performing tonight at 7 p.m. at Paris High School. For more information, see events at KETR.org. Our thought for the day is from the great Bill Cosby. Always end the name of your child with a vowel so that when you yell the name, it'll carry. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Bert Cooper with Community Seeds, a community outreach organization providing care for the less fortunate. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Bert, you're based in Lone Oak, is that correct?
Yes.
Well, tell us about Community Seeds, just in general.
Well, Community Seeds started in 2009 as an organization to kind of serve as a clearinghouse for our area churches and organizations to help the economically disadvantaged people of our area, basically with emergency assistance and programs to help empower and encourage folk to become self-sufficient.
Did you start the organization yourself?
No, I would love to take credit for it, but it was done by committee. The Ministerial Alliance of Lone Oak, Texas, got together years before, had been praying for an opportunity to serve people coming up and down the 69 corridor, because a lot of folk who had needs were just stopping in people's churches during services, disrupting services, saying that they had a need. So we identified that there was a need, but we wanted to do it in a more organized fashion. So by committee, we came up with this. I actually, John Mark, tried to run as far as I could away from this opportunity, but God had a different plan for my life.
It's interesting because when I think about it, that's true. There's a tremendous amount of traffic going up and down that highway, and you think of Lone Oak as a small community, and yet the number of cars that go through there every day is enormous.
And I don't know the exact number, but it is a large number. And so we wanted to be able to serve because we're also between two counties. You know, we're in the south part of Hunt County, but we're right before Raines County, you know, if they're coming to the north. So we're the only organization that purposely serves two county counties, Hunt and Raines counties.
And so you work with churches other than those in Lone Oak, of course.
Mm-hmm. And we not only just work with churches, we'll work with other organizations. We have a great relationship with Fish Ministries out of Greenville, with the Salvation Army, with WIN, Women in Need, as well as other organizations. We see, when we came on board, we didn't know that you weren't supposed to call and bug somebody else, being the new kid on the block. And when you don't know something, you do it. And so as a kid reaching out for a hand, we reached out to the organizations, community health department as well, Texas A&M, by the way, and everyone just said, well, he must not know better, so let's help him.
We're talking with Bert Cooper with Community Seeds of Lone Oak. Your website says, we will not only provide resources for people, we will teach them how to be resourceful.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, we live in a society that enables people to be poor and to not learn. We're not that way. Not only do we want to provide the physical needs, we want to provide the educational opportunities. We want to provide those growth opportunities that a person's life can change and be better. We provide spiritual opportunities. We are a 501c3 faith-based organization. We don't hide the fact that we're faith-based. So when a person comes to our office, they get a complete experience. It's holistic, from spiritual, body, physical. We have a workout facility, a functioning gym that Texas A&M also teaches our gym classes, some gym class on our property. So we're different than most. We want to give a person a hand up and not just the handout.
Mm-hmm. Now, you had an NFL football career.
I was a star, bro.
not a long one, but you played and played at Florida State, and you said, and you actually grew up in Florida. So what brought you to Northeast Texas, Bert?
God has a sense of humor. Would that be the right answer? No, I guess not. We were blessed of God to have a business here back in the late 90s. Our business was travel related. And so when 9/11 happened, people stopped traveling, and our business pretty well dried up. As a result, started in full-time ministry, pastoring a church, non-traditional in a way, the church I pastored, because it was an all-white church in Lone Oak, Texas. Save your jokes for that for some other time, but it worked out very well, and it was the beginning of ministry. I went back to get my master's degree. Since we didn't have a business, I thought, well, I'm going to be, you know, God is calling me to ministry. So went back, got my master's degree, and the rest, as they say, is history.
We want to have Bert back on a regular basis to talk about the various things that Community Seeds does, and they are involved in a lot of different things. But as we were talking a few minutes ago, you were telling me your greatest need is for volunteers.
Oh, volunteers, yes, sir. We always have opportunities for dedicated people to come and be a part of what we do, and we do a lot for God's grace, and everything from our welding school to just hands-on in terms of teaching. We have a great GED program. We have a great computer program, but that's because people came and volunteered to do those things. But we have other things. We have a nurse aid training program. We have an incubator kitchen that's being built, remodeled, so that we can help people out in culinary arts and food handling safety. So we always have a need for bodies, warm bodies that are dedicated and committed to doing things of that nature.
If people want to get in contact with you, is the website the best way?
Or website's good at info@seeds.org, or even better, just pick up the phone and call 903-634-5673.
Give that one more time.
It's Community Seeds, 903-634-5673.
Okay, Bert. We want to have Bert back from time to time and visit more about Community Seeds. Great organization. It's great talking to you.
Thank you, John Mark.
Thanks for having.
God bless.
Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.